Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It was on this date in 2009. USA Swimming suspended Olympic superstar Michael Phelps from competition for 3 months following Phelps' admission to engaging in what he called regrettable behavior at a college party.
What year was this again? 2009.
Photos of the 23-year-old Olympian inhaling from a marijuana water pipe.
How crazy is that? 2009 is not that long ago.
All over the media.
Do you think we care now?
We didn't care to begin with.
No, we didn't.
It's tough to tell because we didn't care.
No, but the media cared. I don't think the media cares as much now, 11 years later, with weed illegal everywhere.
Most everywhere.
It was a bong. He wasn't mainlining. He wasn't snorting coke. He wasn't raping anybody. He was smoking a bong.
Yeah, he was enjoying like the perks that he earned.
That's
part of it. It'd be
exactly
great. You know, an Olympian, 23 years old at a college party. That guy's like a hero there.
With his lungs, he was Bogarting that thing too anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Pass it on, Michael. Nope.
Yeah, if I hit his lung capacity, I would test that.
Yeah, well.
Like,
get a bowl that holds like a half an ounce. See if you can polish that off.
Well, this bong hit is 335, in case you're playing it. And we're only into, we still got a little over 2 minutes left of it. So, he's doing fine. Beat this record.
Does he still swim?
Not competitive.
Not competitive, no. Oh.
Now he just tells you to go talk to somebody.
Yeah, he's it's a mental
He's
problem.
Big on mental health.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his cause.
It is.
I think he's in on one of those apps that they you can download and like you can like
good.
Chat with
Get help.
With doctors.
Oh, all right. Not over yet. 1:40 left.
It's a big bong.
It's a big lung.
Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, and a big bowl.
Yeah.
There's got to be a big receptacle on the end of that thing.
Maybe it's because the video was so long of him smoking this that people go, Jesus.
Yeah, 3 months suspension for smoking weed.
I know. Well, crazy, isn't it?
It's not performance enhancing.
Not at all. Not in the pool or out of the pool.
Yeah, not anywhere, really.
No. You think it might be, but it's not. Yeah. Maybe writing cool rock lyrics, I know
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Maybe making nachos and enhances your performance.
The refractory period.
For boners?
That's the only time I've ever heard that term used.
Yeah. Me too.
Is refractory period.
Right.
According to Dr. Keen Vu at UCLA, and author of Thrive State, Your Blueprint for Optimal Health, Longevity, and Peak Performance, the refractory period is the recovery phase after orgasm, during which it is physiologically impossible for a man to
get a boner.
Continue.
What's an orgasm sound like, Todd?
I stare right at our little web camera when I do that.
Yeah, thank you.
I intentionally did not look. I'm learning.
Oh, I don't even glance over anymore.
No. You don't want it. You don't want eye contact.
It's rather unsettling.
Yeah, Nick has to look at it. That's the only way he sees us all, you know? Hang on. About to finish off this bear. Hang on.
Yeah. I'm about to finish off myself.
Hang on. Oh. Okay, now he's got to hold his breath in, too, after that. Think about it.
Yeah, now the refractory period can last from anywhere from a few minutes to several hours in men, depending on a variety of factors, including age and health. Much about the refractory period remains something of a mystery.
How many sandwiches he's had.
Including the exact...
How strange the girl is, too.
Yeah, that's a factor.
It's huge. What time is it? Yeah, it's huge.
Including the exact biological mechanisms behind the refractory period.
Age is a big one, too.
And its reason for existing in the first place. One theory, according to Susanna Valente, a PhD student who collaborated on the paper published last month in Communications Biology, suggests that the refractory period functions as a survival mechanism to prevent men from just killing themselves, wearing themselves out.
All the time.
Oh, so if nature didn't make us stop, we would never stop.
It's nature's pause.
She says it's important to have a mechanism that inhibits sexual drive to not die of physical exhaustion.
Right.
However, Dr. Vu is willing to believe the refractory period can be just a resting phase. He is skeptical that men would actually sexually exhaust themselves to the point of death without
it. Chuck's gonna bury his boner.
Some theorists believe the refractory period allows the male to spend time and bond with their partner.
You think that's it? I think it's more of a what you said. I think we're all animals to begin with.
Oh, there's a better one coming.
Okay, I think it's
other researchers believe
just keep humping.
Well, no, that's the refractory period is to go make yourself a sandwich. Otherwise, you starve to death if you're just banging all the time.
Other researchers believe
just killed themselves.
That it's merely the consequence of a synchronized release of hormones and tissue responses. There is one generally accepted theory, though.
All right.
The refractory period occurs in many species, according to a urologist and surgeon. And the idea is that this should ensure the refueling of the seminal vesicles to deliver enough next time.
Do you only get one boner in that 36-hour period?
They say good quality seed increases the chances of fertilization.
It's all about,
getting the seed going again.
Procreating is what we're invented for. Right?
Exactly. Right. And so they're saying that the refractory period, the point of it is just to refuel.
What about you guys?
What
about you guys that can't refuel anymore?
To get the seed going. Same. But
no,
yeah,
Craig,
the body
refuel.
Thinks.
You and I can refuel.
The body thinks you still can.
Yeah.
Oh, you just had a vasectomy. You can refuel.
Yeah.
It's just seedless.
Yeah, the lines are just cut.
Right.
Yeah.
Strange helps you. Get one back up pretty quick, I'm sure. I'm sure
there's things you can do to reduce the refractory period.
Well, alcohol. Being tired, all that kind of
stuff. Nap and a sandwich.
Yeah, more alcohol.
Yeah.
Being tired, that helps.
Yeah. No. It reduced it.
He said reduced it. Oh, reduce the refractory period.
Right. I thought you said
reduce.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said just.
Reduction of refractory period. Probably has a lot to do with the diet.
And strange.
Exercise.
And strange.
Yeah. And strange.
Overall and age.
Health, strange.
Age. And age.
All
and
strange.
They say.
Yeah.
What kind of sandwich?
And strange.
Well, it's got to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, apparently if you're fat, you're going to have a longer refractory period. Mm-hmm. If you got the diabetes, that causes a longer refractory period.
Or you had good sex and one orgasm, you want to go to sleep.
Yeah, or you're just tired.
That's okay too, man.
Or if you have a huge dong, your blood's got to take a break.
Good point, Nick.
Pelvic floor exercises.
Would that be a Kegel?
That'd be a Kegel, yeah.
That'll keep her in the mood.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let me bring this back. I'm going to do some pelvic floor exercises. Don't go anywhere.
I'll be naked over here on the floor, bending my hips up and down. That's sexy, honey.
You keep yourself going. I'll be right back.
All right.
A former WWE superstar, he's referred to here.
Yeah.
Who performed for years under the name Tyler Rex. Asked to now be called Gabby Tuft.
Whoa.
Rex first appeared on SmackDown in 2010, went on to wrestle Cena, CM Punk, Ryback. Rex last wrestled for the WWE in 2012. Now, Tuft, who previously used the name Gabe Tuft in her personal life, says she's going public as a proud transgender woman.
There's before and after photos posted up on the social media. Big, huge, muscular dude with tats, big beard.
Big rack.
Mullet. No, that's just, I'm talking about when he was a
dude. He's before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I know you're concentrating on the second
one. Hold on.
One.
He's not
the
there
second
yet.
One, big fake boobs, same tats, arms not quite as muscular, but pretty muscular, and just ripped, and a big long wig on, it looks like. Or maybe she grew her hair out.
I think he had long hair in the first place.
Well, but it's really, if you look at his two photos, one's a mullet, one's
like.
Yeah,
he had like braids going on in the
one's
before.
A full long hair. It almost looks like a wig.
Not wrestling anymore?
No, not since 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, the link's up.
Should wrestle chicks and beat the hell out of them. Of course, it's fake, though, so.
He has, Gabby has been married to her wife, Priscilla, since 2002.
Is Priscilla
they have a 9-year-old daughter together.
Is Priscilla staying with him?
Gabby says her family is supporting her through the transition. That's what I've got.
Once again, they never tell us. But
she says her loving wife, family, and closest friends have accepted her for who she is.
Good for her. Is she keeping the penis? Nobody ever tells us that. I know it's none of our business.
They don't impart that information.
We're just curious.
But Gabby could wrestle under the name Butterface.
Oh, yeah. Not a pretty woman.
Gabby, say that to her face.
Not a pretty woman.
Gabby's in great shape. Butterface.
Yeah. Not a pretty woman. And most dudes aren't.
But more happy with who she is.
Oh,
inside.
Yeah. Oh, no, good for her. Yeah. No, totally, man. Plus, she'd kick your ass.
I always do kind of find it surprising when the spouse stays on.
Yeah. And by the way, most of the time they don't, I don't think. Every time Craig does these stories, you always hear why.
They do for a while.
They do for a while. Mm-hmm. And then realize they miss penis.
Yeah.
As you would.
Yeah. No, yeah, the photographs are stark. They really are. They're totally, I mean.
I think my wife would leave me if I started wearing tank tops. Just be like, yeah, I'm not doing, no, you can't, you're not going out, we're not.
Especially that striped across the side one.
Yeah.
The other ones around. They came back for some reason.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff Todd
I'm just
going to
wear an old-timey singlet from here on out. She's like, no, I didn't sign up for this. I'm out.
No, she might still love you, want you to be help you raise the kids and stay friends the rest of your life. They might not want to be married to a woman.
Yeah.
No, not what they signed up for.
No. Or vice versa. If you married a woman and she turns into a dude. I mean, think about it. We wouldn't stay with our wives if they turned to dudes. That puss, maybe.
Well, your wife said either way. She's got both sets of genitalia.
Oh, that puss does, yeah. That's a good point. Now, think about it. I mean, I'm not being rude. I'm just saying, you know, nobody would stay with their wives. I mean, not in the romantic sense if they turned into dudes.
Yeah, it would be tough because they'd still be the you know, the same person.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh,
it would be real tough to leave somebody and yeah. They start bringing a penis to bed. You go, I didn't sign up for that.
Right. I already brought one.
There's already one in bed.
We've met our quota.
There's already one in bed here. Same with the vaginas. Although I don't mind having two vaginas in bed. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Puss and a girl.
I didn't qualify. Did not qualify.
That
means two penises and two vaginas then. Yeah.
That incriminates him just as much.
Three people. Right. Whatever. That sounds like a party. We got booze. We got the weekend. Just wear a mask.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Just promise you'll call me in the morning.
Yeah. You put the photos up?
Yeah, they're up there.
Todd's right. Not a pretty woman, but.
She'll
happy,
still kick
happy,
your ass.
Happy with her life.
Yes, and that's fine.
And most dudes wouldn't be pretty women. Unless you're like a Thai dude.
I mean, if you've seen Todd every other Halloween since forever, you know that.
Any dude I ever knew that dressed like a woman for Halloween was not hot.
Except for the last time.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't hot.
Right.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, it was by design.
Right. He had to really dress down because it's tough to make him not hot.
I completely,
as a female,
that's the hardest part.
Frumped myself up. Didn't wear any makeup.
You frumped yourself up.
No, you did wear some makeup.
Yeah.
Because I remember my wife did your makeup that night. Yeah. Had to put a little something something on.
Do you always keep the beard?
I think he did.
Right?
There's some old photos around, pretty hilarious, of Todd dressing a woman Halloween.
I remember seeing a picture of you dressed up as that marriage clerk lady. Whatever.
That was the last one. That was where he frumped himself up. He wasn't looking that pretty that night.
One year I dressed up like a digitally scrambled hooker.
Yeah, that was good.
Nice.
There was a digitally scrambled hooker in the news.
Yeah.
It's almost like you like putting fake boobs on.
Yeah. And pantyhose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it's an excuse.
And it's almost short, like it's kind of like we like it too.
You guys want to do Halloween twice this year?
A leopard print dress. And fishnet
Todd,
stocking.
Todd, it's March. Oh, yeah. Why are you dressed that way? Don't ask.
It's half Halloween.
Halloween in April.
Yeah. Halfway to St. Patrick's Day, they do those things all the time. Yeah.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.